T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 7:01. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Friday, November 19th. One media organization banned from a nationwide trial.
Kansas Senator Moran is opposed to Biden's nominee for comptroller of currency. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. If you're making plans for Thanksgiving travel, the weather looks quiet for now, at least for the next 7 days. Our complete forecast and what to expect for today here in just a few minutes.
Currently in Wichita, it's partly cloudy and 35 degrees. The judge of the Kyle Rittenhouse murder trial has banned one network from the courtroom.
Judge Bruce Schroeder banned MSNBC from the courtroom for the rest of the trial. This comes in response to Kenosha police detaining a freelance producer working for MSNBC who they believe was following the jury's bus to try and take pictures of them. According to the judge, when officers pulled the producer over, he told them he'd been instructed by his supervisor in New York to follow the bus. NBC News issued a statement saying, while the traffic violation took place near the jury van, the freelancer never contacted or intended to contact the jurors during deliberations and never photographed or intended to photograph them. We regret the incident and will fully cooperate with the authorities on any investigation.
That's Fox's Garrett Tenney with that report. The jury is still deliberating in this trial. U.S. Senator from Kansas, Jerry Moran, speaking out in opposition of the nominee for comptroller of the currency during a nomination hearing of the Senate Banking Committee yesterday.
Senator Moran, a member of the Senate Committee on Banking, pointed out that many Kansas bankers have grave concerns about Dr. Omarova's policy that would, in her own words, end banking as we know it.
Unfortunately, the doctor's confirmation hearing this morning only deepened my concerns. Her views, her radical views, have no place in the role of a nation's top bank regulator. She's entitled to her views, she's entitled to her radical views, but not as the nation's top bank regulator. By nominating Dr. Omarova, President Biden looks to fundamentally reshape banking from market-driven industry to a one-size-fits-all government entity.
He urged his fellow senators to reject the nominee. You can watch video of his complete comments in the news story on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A House vote on President Biden's nearly $2 trillion social spending plan could happen this morning, hours after Democrats had hoped to pass it.
What was supposed to be about 20 minutes of debate stretched late into the overnight hours as House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy commanded the chamber floor.
This is the single most reckless and irresponsible spending bill in our nation's history.
McCarthy took advantage of a House rule allowing party leaders to speak untimed during debate.
I want to go back to when China wasn't flying over Taiwan every day and threatening and rattling.
House Democrats delayed a late-night vote. Instead, will make their closing arguments this morning before voting on the Build Back Better bill that will then need to find support from all 50 Senate Democrats. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Congressman McCarthy from California spoke on the House floor for 9 hours from about 7 o'clock last evening until 4 in the morning today. Dr. Alan Greiner is chief medical officer for the Unified Government of Wyandotte County in Kansas City, Kansas. He says the state of Kansas is behind the rest of the nation in vaccination rates for teens, And he has concerns about what that rate might be for youngsters, too.
We're about 7 points behind on the 12 to 17-year-olds compared to the national average. And we're, I hope we don't lag, but we probably will lag with these 5 to 11-year-olds, too, because it is going to take some special considerations. I think people have probably heard that some of the hospitals and systems in the region are already booked up for the next month or longer with, you know, with their shot appointments.
Dr. Greiner says they are planning outreach activities with area schools, but says the efforts will probably take months to have an effect. A lawsuit in Wisconsin over a particular school policy, and two heroes, non-human heroes, in the state of Florida. Our full weather forecast is on the way as well. KNSS News Time, 7:06. With Stephen Ted here on KNSS. A lawsuit in Wisconsin over a school policy. It allows students to change their names and gender pronouns without a parent's consent.
A group of parents are suing the Kettle Moraine School District in Waukesha County, alleging the district is violating parents' constitutional rights by allowing students without parental consent to change their names and gender pronoun preferences. One student's parents removed their 12-year-old daughter from the district, they say to protect her mental health and preserve their parental role and to allow their daughter to process what she's experiencing. The Kettle Moraine School District has not responded to the lawsuit. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
It's 7:10 with Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
And so far this morning in traffic, well, things are mostly looking pretty good out there in traffic. I am just seeing some areas where we've got some really heavy traffic volumes out there, but other than the traffic volumes, it really doesn't seem much in the way of big slowdowns on the roadways at the moment. We do have a stalled out vehicle, potential traffic hazard, northbound I-235 right around 29th Street North. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And here on the weekend before Thanksgiving, let's get the KSN Storm Track 3 forecast and check in with meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Hello, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Ted. Going through different names in my mind. It's seems like a Monday on a Friday, but I promise I'll be able to make it through just fine. I'm sure you guys are ready for the weekend, just like everybody else.
Well, you've got eclipse brain.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and call it that. Yeah, that astronomical phenomenon. Anybody listening, I hope you guys were able to catch a clip, quick glimpse of that. Ted, were you and Jad able to see it?
Yeah, we went outside and looked at it.
Yeah, of course, we called it a partial lunar eclipse since it wasn't completely, the moon wasn't completely eclipsed, but there was just a little slim sliver left over. For anybody wondering, it reached its maximum around 3 a.m. I'm sure a lot of people were asleep at that time, and it's going to be a little while before we see one that eclipsed. Again, I believe it's a little bit over 500 years or something like that. Mm-hmm. So, again, you know, just because of that, hopefully you were able to catch a quick glimpse of that. Now, kind of moving forward, we've actually got a pretty nice weekend ahead, heading into a short work week, let me remind you, since Thanksgiving right around the corner, a little bit less than a week away. And even for Thanksgiving travel, things looking pretty good. So let's go ahead and get right into that forecast. We've got partly cloudy skies today, maybe turning mostly cloudy at times as a few more clouds roll in from the west. High of 57, a little bit more mild than yesterday. We do have some southerly winds, though, getting up to around 15 to 30. We've got a breeze out there right now, but winds will be a bit stronger by the time we get into the afternoon. But it's that southerly flow getting us up into the upper 50s today. Partly cloudy skies tonight, and not as bitter, especially compared to early yesterday morning where we were well below freezing, only getting down to 37 tonight. And then milder tomorrow with a high of 61. Low of 38 by the time we get into our Saturday night. Still looks like fair skies, mix of clouds and sun, then a mix of clouds and stars. 57 for our Sunday, so starting to cool off a bit as another front rolls through. Wind starting to pick up a little bit more as well, but we'll turn mostly sunny. Monday, starting off the short work week with plenty of sunshine. Turning even cooler, a bit more of a chill in the air to start off the short work week, 52. 58 Tuesday, briefly getting closer to 60 between Tuesday and Wednesday, midweek high 59. And then still looks like Thanksgiving, not only dry and partly cloudy, but also chilly with a high of 48. For that Black Friday shopping, also looks dry and chilly, high of 49. Right now, we've got just a few clouds out there. Southeast wind at 8 miles an hour, 32 degrees, but it feels more like the 20s, the middle 20s, with that light breeze.
Still pretty temperate heading into the next few days before the holiday.
Yeah, seasonable, not too much of a bumpy ride, and looks pretty dry. We could use the moisture, but, you know, at least travel trouble is going to be at a minimum.
Sounds good. Hey, Ronell, have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too.
We appreciate it. That is the KSN Storm Track 3 forecast with meteorologist Ronell Williams live here with Steve and Ted in the morning as we are heading into Thanksgiving week. Will Smith asked a tennis instructor who knew Richard Williams, the father of Venus and Serena Williams, to teach him to play tennis. Of course, Will Smith is portraying Richard Williams in the film King Richard. Smith says about a half hour into the lesson, the instructor apologized and said, "Can I be really honest? Richard didn't know how to play tennis." The instructor told Will Smith that Richard would do things like drop the ball and hit it to the girls, which nobody does in proper tennis.
Okay.
Will Smith says the instructor told him he was going to teach him how to play tennis wrong and added, "You're never going to look good playing tennis." That movie, King Richard, opens today.
Huh.
So he didn't want Will Smith to be too good playing tennis.
He just wanted him to look like somebody who didn't know
how. To look like a dad that,
right,
you know, helping out his daughters but doesn't really know, not as really an expert at the game.
Huh, that is interesting. I also love that he told him he's never going to look. He's like, "Yo, you're never going to pick it up."
A detective in Florida investigating the disappearance of Carol Baskin's second husband says the Tiger King star has thrice refused requests for interviews. Probe is ongoing. The sheriff's office in Tampa provided an update on the investigation into Don Lewis's disappearance. It came as the second season of the Netflix documentary series was released. The case was reopened following the release of Tiger King, Murder, Mayhem, and Madness back right when the pandemic started in March of 2020.
Right.
Netflix documentary series became a huge hit during the pandemic. Lewis was a Tampa millionaire. He vanished in the late 1990s, leaving Baskin with dozens of big cats at their animal sanctuary.
You know, I never did get around to watching that original Tiger King. I suppose I might at some point, but I remember at the time when it came out, even though everybody was kind of starved for something to do while they were at home. I remember thinking around the time, I was covering news stories about the guy for a couple of years, and it was like, I know the story well enough that I just don't care to watch it on Netflix.
It's 7:16 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Consumer Reports says electric SUVs generally are among the least reliable vehicles on the road. Not because of batteries or electric motors. A survey found that it's because of glitch-prone electronics. That's electric SUVs. Not so reliable, says Consumer Reports. President Biden hosted a summit with leaders of our neighbors, Mexico and Canada. And let's get the latest on that. Fox News Radio's Jared... I'm sorry. I read the wrong thing. CDC meeting on Pfizer COVID booster expansion. And the CDC is trying to figure out whether or not all adults should be eligible for boosters nationwide. Let's check in with Fox News Radio's Evan Brown, live in Miami this morning. Hello, Evan.
Good morning. Yeah, the CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices will be meeting this afternoon, and this will be to discuss expanding the availability of immunizations for mainly the Pfizer group, I think, but also Moderna. But to people who basically who just want one, because right now it's recommended for the elderly, for the people who are immunocompromised, as well as for people who work in healthcare and are therefore at greater risk to being exposed to coronavirus. But if the advisory committee gives its thumbs up and the CDC director gives her thumbs up, and then the similar scenario happens over at FDA, then we would see Pfizer vaccine, at least Pfizer vaccine, maybe Moderna vaccine as well, be available for the third level, the third round, the booster shot for anyone who would seek it.
Evan, is there any thought on how this is going to go, or does it seem like a green light is in the offing?
I think there will be a green light, yes. I think that's just the general consensus. There are concerns that certain people maybe shouldn't get it or don't need it. But ultimately, I think that the medical community is headed in this direction. Some of the data does show that after 6 to 8 months after your second dose of Moderna or Pfizer, your immunity that you gained begins to wane. So if you get a third dose, as that's beginning to happen, you can extend the immunity out for a greater period. I think ultimately what we're going to do, and we don't have the data yet really to make this decision yet, but You know, I think just every year you're going to have to get some kind of COVID shot in a similar vein to a flu shot. And I think that as time goes on, those who do this type of research will probably get the ability to detect variants early on every year and be able to maybe make some kind of changes to the formula of the shot to better work with those variants. The way we do with a flu shot, every flu shot that you get every year is different because it's taken into account emerging changes and variants in the different flu strains.
And of course, like New York City and Kansas and a few other states have already approved the boosters for all adults.
Right. So this would be coming from a federal level, and part of the hope is that it would just encourage more people to go get this done. Not to mention, we do have the supply to use. So there you go.
There you go. All right. Hey, Eben, have a great weekend.
Take care.
That's Fox News Radio's Eben Brown live this morning from Miami. That CDC meeting today on Pfizer COVID booster expansion. We'll see if they approve that. Thanks, Eben. It is 7:19 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Busy sports weekend coming up. A lot of football. Arrowhead Stadium on Sunday. It's a huge matchup. First place teams, the Dallas Cowboys, visit Arrowhead for the first time in 8 years. The Kansas City Chiefs and the Dallas Cowboys. Both are in playoff position. Expected to be the highest scoring game of the weekend in the NFL. Chiefs are a 2.5-point favorite. Chiefs are going for their fourth win in a row. Mitch Holthus will have live pregame coverage on the Kansas City Chiefs radio network beginning at 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon. The game will kick off in Arrowhead at 3:25 Sunday. And that's right here on your radio home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The Cowboys come into Arrowhead as the number one scoring team in the league. Cowboys are averaging 32 points a game. That'll be interesting. Up in Manhattan tomorrow afternoon, you've got Kansas State hosting 11th-ranked Baylor as the Wildcats play their home finale, and they're going for their fifth win in a row. That'll kick off at 4:30 tomorrow afternoon in Manhattan. K-State is a 1-point favorite at home over the 11th-ranked team in the nation, and that'll be nationally televised on FS1. Kansas last week got that huge win on the road at Texas. KU is going back to the Lone Star State tomorrow afternoon, taking on TCU. Live coverage of the Jayhawks begins at 1:30 tomorrow afternoon. The game will kick off at 3 o'clock tomorrow in Fort Worth. KU and TCU. Jayhawks are a 21.5-point underdog, but come on, they were 31-point underdog last week, and they won at Texas. 21.5 shouldn't be into trouble as the Jayhawks play their road finale tomorrow afternoon at TCU. High school football playoffs going on. Semifinals, we're down to the final four in all classes as the winners will all advance to the championship weekend. In Class 5A tonight, here in Wichita, Cape and Mount Carmel at 10-1, hosting Mays at 9-2. That game is at Heights High School this evening. Class 3A, how about this one? Andale visiting southeast of Saline in Gypsum tonight. Both teams undefeated at 11-0. And in Class 1A, you've got Inman and Sedgwick playing each other. That game will be played in Newton. They are both undefeated at 11-0. Big games tonight in the semifinals of the high school football playoffs. The JUCO Regional Championship game is on Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock, and that is at Riverfront Stadium, the first football game ever in downtown Wichita at Riverfront. It'll be 11th-ranked Garden City taking on 8th-ranked Hutchinson. Of course, Hutchinson is the defending national champs in JUCO football, and Blue Dragons have won 4 in a row. Garden City has won 5 straight. That'll kick off at 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon downtown. Southwestern is in the NAIA football playoffs for the first time in 22 years. It'll be 9th-ranked Southwestern visiting 7th-ranked Marion, Indiana. That'll kick off at noon tomorrow. Washburn is in the playoffs for the first time in a decade in the NCAA playoffs. It's 24th-ranked Washburn visiting 7th-ranked Harding, Arkansas. The Ichabods have won 6 in a row, and they're trying to get a road win in the first round of the NCAA football playoffs. College men's basketball tonight. Wichita State takes on Arizona in Las Vegas. Both teams are 3-0. That should be pretty interesting. Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl begin their pregame coverage at 8 o'clock this evening. The game will tip off at 9 o'clock tonight in Vegas. Listen live to the Shockers on 103.7 KEYN. The Kansas men's basketball team is ranked third in the nation, and the Jayhawks won last night to beat Stony Brook in Lawrence 88-59. As KU gets another win to start the season, Ochai Agbaji leads the nation in scoring for KU. averaging 26 a game. Ah, he only got 25 last night. He is scoring a ton for the Jayhawks early on here. The Wichita Thunder hockey team on home ice downtown, 7 o'clock tomorrow night at Intrust Bank Arena. The Thunder hosting the Tulsa Oilers. And in JUCO volleyball, we have two of our local teams that are both just two wins away from national championships. The Division I JUCO National Tournament is up in Hutchinson in the national semifinals this evening at 6:30. Number 2 national seed, Butler Community College, taking on number 6 seed, New Mexico Military. The Butler volleyball team has won 33 straight matches, just two wins away from a national title. And in the Division II Volleyball National Tournament in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, national semifinals tonight in the Final Four, number 1 national seed, Cali College, undefeated at 40-0, taking on conference foe, the number 4 national seed, Johnson County, this evening. Cali also just two wins away from a national title in volleyball and two wins away from an undefeated season to boot. That's sports with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. 7:24 with Steve and Ted. Traffic and weather is on the way. And global medical experts call for faster action against measles. That's your house call for health coming up. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Good morning. It is 7:32. You are listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Friday morning, November 19th. Currently in Wichita, it's partly cloudy and 35 degrees. President Biden is hosting a summit with leaders of our neighbors, Mexico and Canada. And let's get the latest. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern is live with us this morning. Jared Halpern from the U.S. Capitol. Jared, a summit that we didn't have during the Trump years.
Yeah, this was they did this yesterday. It's the North American Leaders Summit, the leaders of the U.S., Canada, Mexico. They sometimes refer to it as the Three Amigos Summit. This was a summit that started during the Bush administration. He hosted the then Prime Minister of Canada and the then President of Mexico. I think initially at his ranch in Crawford, and now it sort of moves from country to country. But they did not do it at all in the 4 years of the Trump administration. So this was sort of a reset of the relationship. No major sort of agreements made. There were some when it comes to vaccine sharing, but it comes at a time where the United States relationship with both of these countries is facing some strain, some serious trade issues with Canada. Canada alleging that the United States is out of compliance, for instance, with the USMCA because of tax credits for electric vehicles. Obviously, a lot on the immigration front as it relates to Mexico and some of the legal disputes over policies like remain in Mexico.
And, of course, the border situation and jobs. We have our issues with Mexico and have had, but this is these are three countries that are geographically always connected and really trying to figure out ways to find common ground to keep this a strong continent.
That's right, yeah. And that was sort of the message that President Biden delivered in his remarks, that, you know, we are allies in proximity, obviously, long relationships with both of these countries that he says should be viewed with mutual respect and equal footing. And again, much of this was sort of a reset as the Biden administration tries to set a new course, at least rhetorically, practice with the previous administration. But that's one of the complaints, by the way, from Canada and even some of the European allies, that while the tenor and tone has no doubt changed from this White House, they complain that a lot of the trade policies that the last administration had have not been changed by the Biden administration. And they wonder if they will, that the Biden administration has said, listen, we're going to try and find a middle ground here. But the idea that this president is not going to focus on American jobs like previous presidents have done is probably an unrealistic expectation. Certainly the way that that's described, that the words that are used are different. But there have been complaints we have heard from other allies that, you know, we thought this was going to be a full turning of the page, and it's not been.
Yeah, interesting to see how that dynamic will work out in months to come. Today is also, I know, a huge focus in the nation's capital, the annual turkey pardon cannot be overlooked.
Peanut butter and jelly are their names, and they will be pardoned this afternoon. Always a fun tradition, if not a silly one, for presidents to come out and pardon a couple of birds. It's a fun bipartisan event. that's going to come at the end of a very contentious week. You know, as we speak, the House is now voting on this nearly $2 trillion social spending plan. You know, if you were up late last night, early this morning, you saw a very lengthy speech by Republican leader Kevin McCarthy, a record-setting speech for the length of time of a floor speech, in which he really, you know, I think showed the division in the House of Representatives right now, and really the atmosphere that the lawmakers are dealing with sort of the rancor and the rhetoric and the deep divides on policy and policy provisions. And, you know, maybe a turkey pardon at the end of this week is a way to bring down the temperature. We'll see.
Maybe that's just what we need. But a speech like that, I guess, does it reinforce with the public that is Congress at a logjam? We always hear that. And do they get anything done? And when I don't know, when you have a 9-hour speech on the House floor.
If you're Kevin McCarthy, one of the reasons for that speech was to solidify support within Republican base, right? That, you know, he is in a position that if the Republicans win back the House next year, that he would be in line for Speaker of the House. He still had he would have to be elected by his Republican colleagues to be Speaker of the House. And so what you saw last night, in many respects, was a pitch to Republicans in the House that, listen, I am here, I will speak for 8 hours, 9 hours. I am going to fight for us and push back on President Biden. And, you know, it was well received by his House colleagues, even as Democrats sort of jeered along the way and sat on their hands. And towards the end of the evening, just sort of left. They came back into session early this morning.
Hey, Jared, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it. And have a good time at the pardon today.
I will. Thank you.
All right. That's Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern, live from the nation's capital this morning. Thanks to Jared for being with us here on this Friday morning to talk about what's going on in the nation's capital. KNSS News Time is 7:37. A former Wichita high school teacher pleading guilty to sexual exploitation of a child.
49-year-old Sean Wingfield entered his plea on Wednesday. He resigned in July from teaching gifted English and debate at Wichita Northwest. The investigation began after a woman Wingfield dated turned over what she considered worrisome text messages to police. A court affidavit said Wingfield admitted to being sexually attracted to 11 to 14-year-old children. Sentencing was set for January 11th. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The latest Fox News poll shows Americans losing trust in COVID vaccines and not as supportive of mandates.
58% of those polled say they think the vaccine is safe and effective, but that's down 7 points in 2 months. Just 45% think the vaccine is safe for kids ages 5 to 11, and that number drops 7 points when specifically asking parents with kids in that age group. Now, with mandates, while 55% support a vaccine mandate for teachers, less than half of those polled support a vaccine mandate for children. And just 49% support a vaccine mandate on large employers. That is down 7 points in 2 months. Fewer than 3 in 10 people think COVID is mostly or totally under control, and yet 56% say COVID won't impact their holiday plans. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
U.S. Senator Jerry Moran from Kansas says soaring inflation and supply chain challenges will make this Thanksgiving the most expensive in history.
Kansans know that. They see it. They tell me that they know it, and they're conveying it to their elected officials. I co-chair the Senate Hunger Caucus. The demand for services this Thanksgiving season at our food banks is increasing dramatically, as more and more people can no longer afford that Thanksgiving meal.
Senator Moran says one farmer in Kansas told him that the total fertilizer cost to raise corn, wheat, and soybeans could increase by $350,000 for our family farm. When a 74-year-old man stopped to pay the toll on the Kansas Turnpike in East Wichita at Kellogg and Webb this week, he fell out of his SUV and was run over. That happened about noon Wednesday in East Wichita. The man stopped, opened the door, leaned out of the vehicle to pay his toll. He fell out. The SUV ran over both his legs. The SUV rolled forward, hit a K-tag arm and a section of the concrete barrier, crossed into oncoming lanes, and then went down an embankment. The driver, who is from Texas, suffered only minor injuries. an ash cloud could be headed towards Alaska's Kodiak Island. And this is all from an eruption that happened in the last century.
Eyes are on the sky in Alaska as an unusual alert was issued by volcano scientists saying the ash is from the powerful 1912 eruption of Nova Rupta, a volcano on the Alaska Peninsula. The eruption dropped volcanic ash that is still visible today. Strong northwesterly winds kicking up the loose volcano ash and is expected to carry it about 100 miles southeast towards the island. The Nova Rupta eruption was the most powerful of the 20th century and ranks among the largest in recorded history. Kodiak Island has a population of about 13,000 and is home to a large U.S. Coast Guard base. It's accessible only by airplane and ferry boats. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
What's revving up some buzz? Well, Barbie's new car.
Mattel promoting a new all-electric Barbie car by showing off a full-size version at the Los Angeles Auto Show. The silver glitter-covered convertible, dubbed the Barbie Extra Car, is a Fiat 500e, offering 100 miles of range and 147 pound-feet of torque. It features a pink interior, star-shaped headlights, wing-shaped doors, and rainbow colors on the wheels. The ride, a hot topic online, but the mock-up, a one-of-a-kind. Part of Mattel's work to promote a lineup of Barbie Extra dolls and accessories. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
It's 7:41 with Steve and Ted in the morning. We have the weather forecast coming up, and we'll take a look at a survey that finds, talks about gifts and money and all sorts of things that you talk about this time of year. KNSS News Time, 7:41. .746 with Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We have a Wichita Business Journal update coming your way. It's telling about a Boeing delivery to a foreign country. Now, Steve and Ted, it's time for three big things. A man and woman who died last week in a fiery crash with a combine north of Winfield were Wichita residents.
Two.
Overnight, the Beaver Moon lunar eclipse. We observed the longest partial lunar eclipse in 600 years.
One.
College men's basketball tonight. Wichita State taking on Arizona in Las Vegas. Both teams are undefeated at 3-0. You can hear that game tonight. 9 o'clock tip-off. That's on 103.7 KEYN. Three big things with Steve and Ted. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We have a traffic accident reported. Hoover and MacArthur. Avoid that area for the time being. Again, that's a crash at Hoover and MacArthur. KNSS Traffic Update is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown in Market and Waterman, and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
And let's take a look at that weather forecast as we head into the weekend before Thanksgiving with meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We're starting to see some high-level clouds move in from western into central Kansas. The trough of low pressure is developing on the eastern side of the Rockies, and that will bring us gusty south winds today with a high 55. A few clouds and dry tonight. Tarlo near 40, sunny and near 60 on Saturday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the south-southeast. It's partly cloudy, 35 degrees, and we're on our way to a high today, 55. KNSS Weather is brought to you by The Monarch. Open at 11 a.m. for lunch Monday through Saturday and at noon on Sunday. See you on the patio for lunch or dinner at The Monarch, right there at 579 West Douglas in Delano. 7:48 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Coming up Sunday evening right here on KNSS, 7 to 9 p.m. every Sunday. It's the John Whitmer Show. And let's get a preview of the big show coming up with the host, John Whitmer. Hello, John.
Good morning, Ted. How are you this morning?
Just fine. Yourself?
Tired. I've had a busy week. Was in Las Vegas this week, so I had to drive back 18 hours and just got in yesterday. So I'm tired, but I'm here, and I'll be here Sunday.
So you left Vegas, and the Shockers just took your hotel room.
They did, yes. Yeah. Hopefully they did as well as we did. So it was a good weekend for us. Hopefully it'll be a good week for the Shockers.
We hope so. All right. Now, of course, at the end of the weekend on Sunday evening, we got the John Whitmer Show and got the special session of the legislature. We have that coming up.
Yeah. I served in the Topeka during a special session. And this one's very unique because the legislature actually called themselves into session It starts Monday, and it's going to be rather quick. They really want to try and get it in and done on Monday, but it's long. The Democrats are going to be opposed to probably most everything that they're going to try and do. From what I understand, they're going to get in first thing at 8 o'clock and calendar, which is basically to meet and discuss the two bills before them. Then at 10 o'clock, they'll go in and they'll start debating the bills. The Senate will take up one of the bills. The House will take up the other. And they'll debate. They'll go immediately to the floor and start debating amendments. I understand there will be multiple amendments brought on both of these bills. Then the House will pass one, the Senate will pass the other, and they'll go to each chamber and work the other bill. So that's the plan. Then they go to conference, and they'll be going throughout the day and probably well into the evening as they start debating the two bills, all of which is in response to this federal vaccine mandate, trying to give some kind of relief to employees who don't want to have to be forced to take the jab or lose their job.
Do you think they can get all that done in one day?
Well, they'll go as late as they have to. If they have to go past midnight, they will. Then, of course, the question will be, does the governor sign it or veto it or just let it stand? And, does the legislature then have to come back to try and override a veto?
Boy.
So we're going to have the Speaker of the House, Ron Reichman, will be with us to discuss all of this. The Kansas chamber is opposed to lots of elements to these bills. We're going to have Alan Cobb from the Kansas Chamber on Sunday, and we'll discuss their thoughts on the bills and why they oppose elements of them. So it should be a good show, and we'll try and bring folks some insight onto all of it.
Yeah, and of course, the state approving vaccines for COVID for kiddos.
Yeah, and that's a whole other element, and so I wanted to bring – I've had listeners email about that. Is it safe for my five-year-old to get the COVID vaccine? It's a lot different if you're talking about, the measles vaccine, which has been around for decades.
Right.
This COVID vaccine has only been around for less than 2 years, and so I've got a medical expert who's going to come in, and we're going to talk about this now that it's been approved for children 5 years old and up. And we're going to talk about is it safe and what the possible side effects are, that kind of stuff, because now it's been approved. We've got a good show planned, and hopefully you'll call in. I'd love to have you call in, Ken. I call into your show all the time.
Oh, now that the gauntlet has been laid down, I got to get on that.
There we go.
Hey, yeah, sounds like a lot of good information and great topics coming up on the show Sunday night. And we thank you for stopping in with us, and we'll catch up with you at the end of the weekend, the John Whitmer Show, Sunday evening. Thanks, John.
Appreciate you, brother.
That is the host of the John Whitmer Show, John Whitmer, 7 to 9 Sunday evening right here on KNSS. Make sure you tune into that. It is 7:52 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and let's take a look at business news from the Wichita Business Journal. Take a look at the stock market around the world. Global stocks mostly higher today after Wall Street hit a record, and Japan's cabinet approved a record stimulus package worth nearly $500 million. Markets were all up in London, Germany, Shanghai, Tokyo. Hong Kong stocks did go down. Wall Street futures up a little bit after a gain the previous day, put the benchmark S&P on track for a weekly gain. Investors seem like they're shifting focus from corporate earnings to the longer-term outlook for global economies and whether or not central banks might feel pressure to cool rising prices by rolling back stimulus faster than planned. Now, the Japanese government did report October consumer inflation did ease, barely up over a year earlier from the previous month. The head of Germany's disease control agency says that country has entered into a nationwide state of emergency because of surging coronavirus infections. The head of the Robert Koch Institute said regular medical care cannot be guaranteed anymore in some parts of Germany because hospitals and intensive care wards are overstretched. They're calling for urgent additional measures to tackle the rise in COVID cases in Germany, which has topped 50,000 cases for a third day straight. Comments came as the upper house of parliament in Germany approved new measures against the outbreak. Meanwhile, Austria announcing a week and a half long national lockdown will begin on Monday to contain a fourth wave of the virus in Austria. Boeing with a delivery to Norway. The Norwegian Defense Material Agency accepting the first of five Boeing P-8A Poseidon Maritime Patrol aircraft. It'll be operated by the Royal Norwegian Air Force. Norway's first P-8A aircraft is named Vingtor. It was delivered to the NDMA during a ceremony at the Museum of Flight in Seattle. The milestone comes 4 years after the NDMA entered into an agreement with the U.S. Navy for the P-8A, and just a couple of years before the new aircraft are scheduled to begin taking over maritime patrol duties in the high north of Norway. There's a local business news update from the Wichita Business Journal. We'll get another business update from the Journal 1 hour from now. It's 7:54 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We have a big 8 o'clock hour coming up. That includes, of course, entertainment news in the blur.
Oh, yeah. Got plenty of stuff in entertainment news in the blur. We'll be talking about a new documentary. And, well, Netflix will make the blur today. We'll tell you all about it coming up.
And our flagship feature on Fall Fridays, it's our live discussion with Mitch Holthus, the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. 20 minutes out from Mitch. Do not miss it. It's always a great segment.
Yeah, big every week. Good segment there.
Big 8 o'clock hour on the way. KNSS News Time, 7:55.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.